Have you ever eaten something you shouldn't have? Well, if you have, then you can join the club. The I shouldn't have eaten that extra dodgy meatball that's been roaming about in the fridge for the past 2.5 weeks. Club. But then again, some of us have eaten far worse, as Dr. Strangelove and Mr. B find out when they go to check up on an old friend.
So, what seems to be the problem, Professor Happy Hat?
Well, it's a bit embarrassing, really.
You haven't lost your false teeth down the lavvy again, have you? Because I could always lend you my rod.
No, it's worse than that.
Tell us.
It's the gnomes.
Oh, no, not the gnomes again. Had enough of them last week.
What about the gnomes, Professor?
Well, they say... No, I can't.
Look, if you don't tell us what's wrong, we'll wheedle the truth out of you by using the balaclava of truth.
Not the balaclava of truth. The holy one?
Well, it's got 3 or 4 holes in it, yes.
It's the one you go shopping with.
Absolutely. That way I never forget to buy a new toaster.
I'm old and evil and smelly.
Pardon?
I'm old and evil and smelly. That's what the gnomes are saying about me. Did you know?
Oh, you know, for a moment there, I thought you'd finished reading your 12 Steps to Self-Enlightenment book.
Oh, Dr. S, that's not very nice.
Am I being rude again? Oh, knickers!
Now, let me deal with this. Situations involving naughty gnome harassment require expert handling. So, when did you last see the gnomes?
This very morning. They were fishing in the toilet.
Oh, they were probably looking for your teeth.
Shh! Oh, that's it. They said that I'm old and evil and smelly and that I eat knees for breakfast.
You what?
It's true. They even made up a little rhyme about it. Listen, I've got the tape recording here. Want to listen?
Why, certainly.
Knees, 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 knees for breakfast. That's what Professor Happy Hat eats. Knees, 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 knees for breakfast. Professor Happy Hat loves to eat knees.
Oh, shut up.
Oh!
Now, you see what I have to put up with?
Yes, you eat knees for breakfast.
But you see, I don't.
Then why are the gnomes saying that you eat knees for breakfast?
It's because they're insane.
So what would you like us to do about it, Professor?
I should have thought that that was obvious.
So remind me again, Dr. S, what exactly are you up to?
I'm making something.
Yes, I can see that, but what?
Ah, by there lies the key to my brilliance. Ah, yes, that'll be some I made earlier. Ah, they're done to a turn. Never did understand that phrase. I mean, they don't actually do a turn, do they? They don't sing or dance or tell funny stories.
What on earth are they?
Well, just think, right? You're being accused of eating knees for breakfast, right?
Right.
So what's the most obvious thing to do?
Stop?
No! We make everybody else in the whole world eat knees for breakfast! So thus, I have created... edible knees!
Edible knees?
Yeah! They're chewy on the outside, crunchy on the inside!
I think I'm gonna throw up. Oh, I am.
Quick, use this bowl. There. I can use this to make spew-flavoured knees. I'm sure they'll go down very well.
Oh, they'll go up pretty well too, I should imagine. I mean, who wants to eat knees?
Oh, these knees are delicious.
I love knees.
More knees, please.
I'm having knees for tea.
Read all about it! Edible knees proves a right to success! Crowds fight over the last packet of knees in the shops!
You see?
Well, I must say I'm impressed. Not only have you once again managed to turn things around to your advantage, but I reckon you've actually gone and helped somebody.
I have? Who?
Professor Happy Hat, of course. Now everybody's eating knees, the gnomes have no reason to pick on him. Because everybody is eating knees for breakfast, lunch and tea. And supper if they can slip in an extra knee before bed.
I always treat myself to a kneecap before bed.
You sure you don't mean nightcap?
Whatever. Come on, let's go check on the professor.
Professor? Professor? It's us.
Let us in, you silly old goat!
What is it? What's the matter? No, it's you two. What do you want?
We just came round to tell you it's all over.
Yes, it most certainly is. Here, have a knee.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Nice?
Spew-flavoured.
So you like the new edible knees, then?
Oh, yes, I like very much.
Right, so can I put you down for an order of another 12,000 boxes?
Oh, no.
No? What do you mean, no?
Well, edible knees are all very well and good, but I'm afraid I've gotten into eating something that's even more tastier.
What's that?
Tomatoes.
Huh? Huh?
Yes, they're like ordinary toes, but except they taste of tomato. Here, try one, both of you.
Oh, ta.
Oh, yuck.
Don't like them? Oh, that's bad, because I want you to make me another 12,000 boxes.
I think I'm going to be sick.
And me.
Oh,